Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Friday Field Trip. The show is live today out and about in Fairfax. At Fairfax Corner, we are at the Craft House Fairfax location. We'll be here until 6:30. Come on out and hang with us on G&D. The show is brought to you by the law firm Condori and Murad. They are exclusive show sponsor, and they take good care of us, including when they took us to Minneapolis, put us up in a hotel, and sent us to watch the Commanders and the Vikings 7 rows from the field. They're going to take care of you as well. They'll get your last will and testament squared away. They'll set up a living trust, put together a medical power of attorney. So go schedule a free consultation with their team today at kmlawyers.com. Mention us, you'll get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Right now, let's go to the Rude Guest Hotline and welcome onto the show Ben Standing, who, when he is not trying to work out Orioles-Nats trades for Mackenzie Gore with me, he covers the Commanders as Substack Standing. Last Man Standing is his Substack, does a good job covering the team. Ben, we appreciate the time. I want to start with Dan Quinn on Jaden Daniels. Have you found his last 10 or so days answering questions about Daniels, a shutdown, if he's playing or not, as convoluted as we have?
Yeah, I think that's a completely fair assessment. I think my, as I've been trying to assess everything that's gone on since the moment Jaden Daniels' elbow slammed into the ground in Minnesota, I feel like maybe their collective brains have sort of broken a little bit. Like, in that exact moment, right, it's you're down 14-0, the quarterback throws a pick, they're running up the field possibly for a touchdown. The quarterback gets knocked to the ground. And then, like, in that moment, like, everything was just like, oh, my God, this really is chaos. We cannot escape any of these problems. And it felt from that moment like it's been not making a lot of sense from, you know, when then he says he could have gone back into play, but then he's sore, and then he's ruled out. Now he's not cleared for contact. And the answers have been all over the place. I imagine they kind of just don't know what to do. I'm sure Dan Quinn, even though I asked him the other day, how much did the Seattle game, what happened there with the injury, did that factor into what occurred here? And he said it didn't. But then I was like, okay, cool, but it's 17-0 in the third quarter. If you said he could go back in, isn't that still like a spot you would use the guy? And I think we all understood, right? They were really – it didn't feel like 17-0. That's what he said, and I agree. But you don't expect the coach to say that, and I get them wanting to just protect Jaden, and I feel like that's kind of where they're at. Like, they're trying to figure out how to make it look like we need to protect him but not act like he's hurt, if that makes sense. Like, how do you not have him play but then you want him to play? It's all very confusing at this point.
Yeah, Ben, I took Spanish in high school. I wish there was a class in Dan Quinn. I might be able to understand it. At this point, You said something, though, that I think is kind of a key thing that I want to double-click on. I don't think they know. And what I mean is I don't think they know what the plan is beyond this week. I think they're kind of going, okay, yeah, we're just going to rule him out. Even though it sounds like he might have been able to recover and play this weekend. They're just sort of saying, let's just get ahead of it and shut him down. I don't think they know what the plan is at this point. Is that the sense you have?
Yeah, no, for sure. Look, I think obviously – they're very look. At the end of the day, they want to protect the player because it's, you know, we all understand how important Jaden Daniels is. So they say, "Hey, look, we think he needs to play because these games are important for a young quarterback's development." I know, yeah, I heard you two discuss it the other day, and you guys have different takes on it, and so be it. But that's their stance. Then he gets hurt, and again, it feels like, well, now what do? We still think he should be playing. But we're all now scared that we're going to put him back out there, and then the next time he gets hit, it's going to be worse. But then simultaneously, we can't be playing coaching scared to have this kid because he's going to get hurt at some point, whether it's now or later. So what do we do? And I do feel like they don't quite know what to make here. It would almost be easier if the doctor said, "Hey, he needs 3 weeks to rest," and then cool, then shut down. Versus maybe he can play, maybe he can't, and it does feel like they're stuck, not knowing quite what to do here.
Ben Standing covers the Commanders, Last Man Standing, joining us on Grant and Danny. Do you think he plays next week?
I don't know. I mean, I'll say yes, but I don't say it with a lot of conviction. I just say yes because...
Well, let me ask you this as a caveat. Does this weekend matter? Like, I would say if Terry or somebody, Debo's unavailable next week, via injury or something, that would absolutely be a factor. But let's say everybody stays healthy and they just lose and don't look good. Do you think that matters?
I mean, I think it could. I mean, look, at the end of the day, the whole point of this is for him to be in a good situation. You know, you have as many pieces around you as possible, where injury aside, he can go out there and do what he does without limitations from what's around him. You know, if it's no disrespect to the Chris Moores of the world, but if that's what you're looking at receiver, or somehow the offensive line is now dealing with backups, again, hard pass, we'll see you in a few months. But if it's everybody else is out there, obviously they lose Zach Ertz, but if the rest of the group is there that we saw last week, I would think you go out and play, and even if they go out and get smoked this week against the Giants, which would be a whole other story, I don't know. I guess if you get smoked by the Giants, that would be pretty horrendous. But, yeah, I don't know that this game matters other than just the who's on the field whenever he would be able to come back.
Ben Standing with us here on GND. So the larger point, kind of referencing your column from the other day, Ben, as it sort of applies to this situation, like how alarmed should we be that they now – because, again, I'm working off your previous theory from this call where you're like, I think it broke their brain when he fell down and hurt and, like, bumped his elbow again, right? If they're now as concerned as panicked fan Danny Ruye, how concerned should we be in kind of mirroring them?
Well, that's kind of my point. I what I wrote earlier this week was kind of to say, everybody, hey, calm down a little bit. He's going to have to go back out there and get hit at some point if he is cleared to play. Again, that's the whole premise here. Everybody's working from that same notion. He's got to be cleared to play and not playing through something. So assuming that's the case, then these games I do think matter, and he needs to go out there. You know, this has not been a great year. But if they – and that's just sort of the rational thinking. I get where people are coming from emotionally. But if they are now sort of in that space of, boy, we just can't justify him going out there, yeah, I don't think that's a great – I don't think that's a great – place to be operating from. Look, I would imagine at the end of the day, they, just like those who have to talk about this, are waiting for the next 4 weeks to fly by, because this has obviously gone as wrong as it possibly could, and we can talk all we want about it. It's cool that, you know, we get to see Benson play, or maybe Jordan McGee plays more or whatever, and that's fine, but, you know, the bigger picture stuff can't end here soon enough. So I think they may still want to hypothetically put him out there, but it does feel like there's now more, I don't know, scared maybe is too harsh, but there's more apprehension now because of the injury and what that would mean. And even though they all say they don't pay attention to what I write or what you guys say and all that kind of stuff, you know, it is a part of it is what's driving the conversation, and that can't be ignored completely. And I'm sure they're well aware of how people would freak the you-know-what out if he got hurt for real.
Ben, which side, if you had to pick one, would you be on? Dan Quinn changed the culture and got this team to the NFC title game in year one, so you can't possibly consider moving on from him after year two. Or 12 straight losses to end a season is ridiculous, and that should absolutely be a conversation, whether it happens or not. Like, it is a fair thing to say that if you lose 12 straight games by more points than anybody ever has in a 12-game losing streak, and you've been blown out as often as they have, that it's perfectly reasonable to talk about whether or not this is something they want to continue to do. Like, pick one of those two camps.
Yeah, so I did a mailbag today for my Substack, and, you know, the one question that keeps coming up over and over is, hey, is anybody in trouble here? Do we think there's going to be big changes, head coach, GM, what have you? And I'm generally of the opinion, no, I don't think so. But I'm also of the opinion, ending the year with 12 consecutive losses, and we know right now 5 of the 8 losses have been blowouts, that is a bad, bad look, because it's either, you know, we know about the injuries, of course, but it brings into question other things. Is this coaching staff, did they, you know, maybe lose the locker room? It sort of brings the wrong sense, but how could you be this bad? I mean, other teams, I mean, the Giants, who they're going to be playing, they've had some bad losses. They've also had a lot of games where they were winning by, you know, substantial points, only to blow it late, which is different than what these guys are doing. And so I wanted to look and see what historically does that look like. So in the history or of this century, there's been roughly 38 instances of teams having lost 10-game losing streaks or more. Of those 38, roughly 24 have been, like, bottled within one season. And of those scenarios, roughly 63% of the coaches got fired in season or at the end of the season. Now, of course, a lot of these teams did not just go from the NFC Championship game the year prior, and that's where it gets confusing. I think I would ultimately still lean towards that we saw when healthy that this group was a huge winner, and that Jaden Daniels, when healthy, might be one of the best quarterbacks in the league. And this year, none of that has occurred, and so I would probably lean towards giving it a pass and therefore look more towards that what happened last year than this year. But you lose 12 in a row, and if they do have more of these blowouts, I don't know how you don't have a conversation, and whether that conversation is about Dan Quinn himself, other members of the coaching staff, flat out, you know, blowing up the roster and really rebuilding, like, whatever it is, something has to give. But I think at the moment I would say, hey, things went great last year. Can we get healthy? What does it look like? And that's why it's a bummer, I think, that Jaden may not play the rest of this year, because that's the one thing that could provide some salvation. If he goes out there and the offense looks pretty good, okay, this year was a blip, but we may not be getting that the rest of this year. That's where it hurts. But I guess I would lean towards last year as opposed to this year leading my thoughts.
Well, the reason I ask, and I guess to double click on it, is yesterday in a show meeting, like, I've been kind of against the idea of us even talking about if Dan Quinn's job should be on the line at the end of the year because of the NFC title game last year. And even with callers, I've always kind of said, essentially, dude, he got him to the NFC title game in year one. He's not going anywhere. But I kind of had this epiphany yesterday when we were talking, like, you lose 12 games in a row. That's never happened in my life. That's not a thing that happens. Yeah, it's absolutely a reasonable thing to say that, like, maybe they should do something. So I guess that's my question. Like, is it fair? We've actively not done it, but my point is, if they lose to the Giants, they're probably going to lose out. They very well could lose 12 in a row. I think it's okay next week for us to say, is this something that should be a consideration? Do you think that's fair?
Yeah, well, you and I must be on some sort of mind meld, because I've been of the same deal. I'm like, oh, come on, stop it. We're not going to have that conversation. But I have been in the back of my head thinking, well, wait a minute, when are they going to win again? And because it's not just, you know, it's not just that they're losing. Obviously, they had the two overtime games, but by and large, they've been getting blown out. And that's what led me to say, okay, what does it look like? What is the norm here with when teams have these terrible losing streaks? And again, you know, it's teams like the Jets and the Browns and some of these other scenarios that, you know, the teams that went 0-16 or just had horrendous records, and they did it for multiple years, and that led to the coaches getting dumped, or some guys go in for like 1 year and they just show that they're just overmatched. That's not the case here, but yeah, I don't know how you don't have to have conversations. I think the one thing that would tell me to lean towards they probably won't do much is Josh Harris, based on his other teams, seems to be a guy who's willing to be patient. This was a guy who greenlit the process so the 76ers were losing as many games as humanly possible for years in the name of getting better draft picks, et cetera. Obviously, it's not the exact same thing here, and these guys already have a quarterback, so it's not the same urgency to lose the way maybe it was in 2023. But, yeah, I think you have to have I think it's more in play if they lose 12 in a row than I would have said, you know, even a few days ago.
Okay. I've been chomping at the bit to ask this for a couple of days. Here it is, all right, based on what you guys are just talking about. Here's where I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. And I also want to make sure that everyone understands I am not advocating for this, okay? I don't know what I don't know. But here's my point. If they lose or if they win this weekend and then lose out, we're like, yeah, they didn't lose 12 in a row. They still went 1-11 down the stretch, and their only win might have been against the worst team in football. You know what I mean? Like the team that's picking first in the draft, and if they eke out a W with the backup quarterback and a bunch of also-rans that are all going to be expelled from here, they win a game. It's so empty to me. That shouldn't change the conversation about the coach or anybody being eligible to be fired or not. Like, to me, the tripwire has been tripped, and we're deciding how far down that we need to get to for the conversation. My point is we already should be there having that conversation, whether it's the right thing to do or not. The idea that, well, if they salvage a game or two against Dallas or they beat New York, literally the team picking first, why are we acting like that's any kind of an accomplishment? 12 straight's a disaster. So is this.
I can't say that that's a wrong view. Like, look, let's put it this way. They've got three wins right now.
Yeah.
Two of the wins were against the Giants and the Raiders, who might be the two worst teams in the league. And the other one, look, obviously the Chargers looks like they're going to probably make the playoffs or at least be close. They were catching them at a point where they had just lost to the Giants the week before. They were clearly going through something. So they don't have a win this year where you're like, wow, that was a team that's like legitimate. If they'd beaten Denver, right, that would have been, okay, well, that was a pretty good win. I think my only caveat to what you're saying would be, if you look at it from the Miami game on, again, Miami, not necessarily very good, though. They've been playing better, but okay, that game went to overtime. Denver, the one seed, that game went to overtime. If you beat the Giants, right, so in a 3 out of 4 game stretch, they will have had 2 overtimes and a win. Don't get me wrong, I'm not remotely saying that they look like they're a team on the rise, but it does show some sign of growth. And, from there, look, I don't know what happens with Philly and Dallas. On paper, Philly and Dallas could probably win. I wouldn't disagree with you. But if they were to lose, but it's, more in the vein of the Dolphins-Broncos game, I think that's why last week was so disheartening. It's like, okay, I think we're accepting the fact that the season's over, obviously, but, okay, maybe they're showing some growth. And then to just get absolutely, steamrolled like that, and the quarterback gets hurt, and it's like, oh, man, this really is happening. I think, at least for me, maybe that's why I've been thinking about the 12 losses in a row for a bit, but I still would, in my head, think, well, they'll win something here. Like, this is not going to really continue. They're not going to keep getting blown out. Oh, wait, really? They might? Oh, no. Well, I think that's for me why maybe it's where I've come to this point. And, again, I don't disagree with what you're saying. You lose 4 in a row like they did by 20-something points. What the heck is happening?
Ben Standing on G&D. Yeah, and like I would point to the Falcons game last night. I personally think Raheem Morris has had a rough go of it and could get fired in Atlanta. But the chances of him getting fired went down, even if only a little bit, last night. Because they showed, coming back from down 14 in the fourth quarter, the week they're eliminated from the playoffs, they're still buying in. They're still invested. Like, they could have rolled over and lost. And I get that that's something fans sometimes roll their eyes about. But I watched that game, and I'm like, okay, he hasn't completely lost that team if they're playing their butts off and coming back to win in the second half. Whereas, to me, there's a big difference between if Washington is still competing and winning football games and if they were to go to the Meadowlands and lose by 11 and then they were to get blown out a couple more times. If they win once, if they're in 3 more games, that tells me that they still have control of this thing from the top down, that the players actually do care to salvage this for these people that are their bosses.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, like, look, if we could be realistic, here's the ideal scenario. They lose the next 4 games by 3 points each, right? Because then they were competitive, they did a better job, but they're maintaining as high a draft pick as possible because, as we know, they only have a first and a third next year, no second and fourth. They're going to need as many picks as they can to help rebuild this thing, trading down in the first round. I'm sure we're all going to advocate for that to some degree. But the better, the higher, therefore, the higher the pick, the better haul you could, in theory, get. But if you win one game based on how the standings are, that might bump you up all the way up to, you make me drop several spots, right? So it's a weird balance. They don't need to lose, quote-unquote, tank because the way they maybe did a couple years ago because they have the quarterback. But that's what's weird. So, like, beating the Giants and then getting smoked by 30 points in the other games probably is not really helping anybody. But if they are able to be, if they look professional, functional, the way they did against Denver, essentially, and to some degree against Miami, and they still lose, I think that's okay. So, yeah, I agree with you, Danny. Like, it's not like the one win changes everything. It's more like how do they look? But again, if you beat the Giants, you're probably actually hurting your bigger picture cause. But this is where they are right now.
Yeah, this is where they are. Give me your prediction.
Well, I don't know, man. I mean, both of these teams are obviously, I thought the same thing last week. Both teams are probably looking at the other one thinking, hey, this is our get-right game. Obviously, for Minnesota, it worked out perfectly. The Giants, like Washington's, had a bunch of injuries. We know they have a really good defensive front. Jackson Dart's an interesting young quarterback, but I don't know. Are they going to do too much? I'll say this. I think if they can get the lead in the second half, Washington, that is, then maybe this is the game where Chris Rodriguez gets the ball more in the second half. The Giants are basically the worst run defense in the league. And I think part of the reason why he's not been getting the ball is in the second half that people want because they keep losing. And he has one catch on two targets this year. He's not a factor in the passing game, so they take him out. If they can get the lead, you can lean on him. That's going to help Mariota. So I'll go Washington 27-24 with absolutely no conviction behind anything I just said.
Ben, thank you, buddy. We'll send people to Substack Standing, Last Man Standing, for more Commanders content. We appreciate you.
You guys rock. Thanks, guys. Have a good weekend.
See you, brother.
All right, be good. We are live on this Football Friday, and it's a Field Trip Friday, at Craft House in Fairfax, over in Fairfax Corner. We're going to be here until 6:30. If you are getting out of the office, if you are done for the weekend, you want to talk some football going into Week 15, we are here for you on G&D. This is The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan, live from Fairfax and Craft House, where we're hanging out until 6:30 today. Come on out and get ready for another weekend of football and for the Commanders and the Giants, Week 15 action from the Meadowlands. With us today over the next, still 3 hours, we'll be out here today. Good food, good drink, and plenty of listeners to kick it with. This Sherrone Moore story, the former Michigan head coach who's been not only fired, whose career has completely come apart at the seams, but who has now not only been arrested but charged with felonies, is one of the most stunning 48-hour news cycles in sports I can remember.
Wild doesn't begin to cover it.
This is made for a movie, like one of those scary Lifetime kind of movies or something. So many of you have heard some of the details, but I'm going to take people through the timeline here. Sherrone Moore takes over for Jim Harbaugh when Harbaugh, even initially, when he got suspended, remember, and couldn't coach.
That's right.
Sherrone Moore was the coach on that afternoon, former O-line coach who had been his right-hand man. Post-game speech, he's yelling about how much I love Jim Harbaugh, and he's got tears coming down his face. It was great television. He's yelling, cursing about Jim Harbaugh, you know, being a victim, basically. So he gets the job when Harbaugh leaves Michigan to go back to the NFL. He has $12 million still left on his deal. He's a high-paid, respected head coach in college football at a power program that was a national championship contender. That was kind of the extent of it up until this past week. I guess some of these things were floating on dark corners of the web that I didn't know about, that these rumors have been out there from people that have no real following or no credibility online but had heard little rumblings or whatever. But here's basically what happened. According to the Wall Street Journal on Friday, Michigan received a tip in October that Moore had been in a relationship with a staffer, though both Moore himself and the woman, the staffer, denied the relationship during the Michigan investigation. So they come to both of them and they go, hey, we're hearing you guys are in a relationship. Now, this was the way I've seen it and understood it. Initially a staffer that was not directly tied to Moore, but then eventually became his personal assistant somewhere along the way. So there's videos of them, like, on the field before a game where, you know, they're talking, and she is, like, his assistant. Presumably, when Sherrone Moore, who's married with three kids, when his wife calls to tell him something at his office, like, this lady answers and takes the notes down and then says, yeah, we'll have Sherrone call you back, Betsy, or whatever the wife's name is. So the school then couldn't kind of crack the case. They're saying, no, we're not in a relationship. So they decide to hire an outside law firm to further investigate this supposed relationship. Clearly, I'm sure some people had some wonder, you know what I mean, when they're seeing how closely these people work together. On Wednesday, according to the same story in the Wall Street Journal, this woman tells this firm, the third-party firm hired to do this investigation, that she actually had been having a relationship with Moore for nearly 2 years until 2024, and that there were emails, texts, and phone records that prove it. So basically there was this multi-year relationship, whether it was still going until recently or not, I guess, is TBD, but she's alleging that it was cut off sometime last calendar year. Fast forward to a couple of days ago, on Wednesday afternoon, he's fired by Michigan, and they come out saying it was an inappropriate relationship. That's all we knew. So he got into a relationship, had this affair with this staffer. Michigan has cracked the case through this third party, and they are firing Sherrone Moore. That's just the beginning of the story, though.
That's the tip of the iceberg.
That's kind of what normally happens in these situations. Coach goes outside of his marriage, does something to break the rules, terrible situation, you feel awful for the wife and the kids, this guy acted like an ass, this is a bad deal, and now he's going to be fired, and he'll get another job as an O-line coach somewhere in some, you know, non-P5 conference, P4 conference now, right. Next year or two, right? Yesterday afternoon, rather, we start to get some details about him going to the home of the staffer. And he was charged this morning with third-degree home invasion, stalking, and breaking and entering. So what happened was hours after he got fired, for cause, meaning the $12 million Michigan still owes him, he doesn't get. After the school had said it had found evidence of this inappropriate relationship with this staffer, he is, allegedly, blowing up her phone with texts and calls, "You're ruining my life. You weren't supposed to say that this was happening." These are the allegations, that he's now verbally attacking her and saying, "How dare you, this was our secret," whatever. He goes to her apartment, and that's where the home invasion charge takes place, where he breaks in, supposedly. Felony punishable by up to 5 years in prison. Because there was a hearing and an arraignment already, we've got some details on what happened in that apartment that came out today. The prosecutor says that Moore and the victim, who called police right away as he was trying to get into the house on Wednesday, supposedly, had this intimate relationship for several years. Quote, "Our victim broke up with the defendant on Monday morning." So remember, she had told the investigators 2024. Right. This now says, "My victim broke up with the defendant on Monday," which is 2 days before he got fired. "She presented herself to the school and corroborated the fact that they had a relationship." So in Moore's eyes, I guess, this is what led to his firing, $12 million that he's not going to get. And maybe most importantly, I don't know where his priorities are, his wife, his kids, God knows what's happening with his family. The prosecutor said Moore grabbed butter knives and kitchen scissors at the woman's house, threatens to take his own life, and that his blood is going to be on the hands of this woman who he had this relationship with, saying, quote, "You ruined my life." What a insane,
unbelievable
2 days. So he is fired from Michigan, breaks into the woman's house, ends up basically threatening to take his own life. He ends up getting sent for a psychological evaluation. He is behind bars as we speak, and he's been charged with multiple felonies and could do years in prison.
What a stunning 72 hours, right? I don't have a better way to put it than that. One of the dream jobs in college sports, right? Yeah, there's high expectation. There's a lot of, weight that comes with that. You got to beat Ohio State, and you got to finish better than they have recently in the Big Ten. But goodness gracious, you take that, and descend into a place worse off than just about anybody else. You know, you have the privileged position, the best job probably in the state of Michigan, certainly, right? The highest paid state employee, I would wager, is the head coach of Michigan. You take that, the fame, the fortune, everything that comes with it, and within a fortnight or whatever, once the first leak of impropriety happens, I guess back in October, you're now not only out of a gig, which has happened, coaching scandal is nothing new, and especially in college sports, we've seen that from the stuff that now seems kind of funny, paying recruits, which now we laugh, guys that were blackballed forever, college basketball, college football, for improper benefits for recruits, now that's over. But whether it's an improper relationship, which has happened certainly, things happen under your charge that are disgraceful, and you get blamed for that, you can think of every coach that I'm probably talking about. So that's not, as you said, the end-all be-all, right? He would probably end up getting bumped down several levels. You know, some program that's trying to make a name for itself and get some attention could bring him in, a D1 AA school or some small middle-of-nowhere school, et cetera, and you could rebuild, someone like Rick Pitino has over the last, several years since his scandals, et cetera. That could happen. You go from that to jail time, prison sentence, all allegedly, potentially, whatever I'm supposed to say, but it descended from you leave the current job that's great in disgrace, have a chance at a 2.0 to now, that's it, man. Like, that's who you are.
What a maniacal, made-for-TV, horrifying
Insane. Thing
this is. Like, Glenn Close style. Like, dude,
yep.
What are you doing?
Yep.
Wake up and smell the roses here at some point. First of all, a little accountability whenever you're prepared. How much does he preach accountability, do you think, to his team?
I bet you it comes up.
And you're out here, harassing and yelling at this. It took two to tango, my friend. She's not the one married with three kids, by the way. And I'm not saying she doesn't know that or that, she's not involved in this too. But there's two people here, my friend. But assuming what we know right now, the allegations, the reports, what we're seeing based on the arraignment is all true, What a fraud this guy was in every way. As the leader teaching boys to be men at Michigan and as a husband and a dad and everything else. And that part's not my business, but this is a crazy, crazy story. Like, sadly, it's not the first time that a coach is getting fired for an improper relationship. That has happened. In fact, in Michigan, in college, in the Big Ten, that has happened, right? I hate to say it the way I'm about to, but, like, that's normal stuff in sport and in college sport.
Yeah.
Not, it shouldn't be, and it's not, like, no, all
but
the time.
It's within the, not the range of acceptability, but the range of normal news. You're like, hey, that's bad. I've seen that before.
Exactly. That's right? That's a better way to put it. And with Sharon Moore, maybe it's surprising because people are like, really, him? You never really know. I mean, it's not like people are walking around with a sign on their head saying, hey, I'm having an affair with this person that's my executive assistant or whatever. But when you hear that, you go, oh, I remember when that coach did this. I remember when that happened at this program. It has happened before. What never seems to happen after that is the guy ends up taking knives out of drawers, butter knives, by the way, which not to say that that's an important part of this story. But, I mean, what kind of state of mind is he's just looking for butter knives and scissors? What a scene that must have. What a scary scene that must have been.
Bizarre.
Like, just a crazy.
I can't even imagine any of it.
The details are ridiculous on this.
Yeah.
And they're going to keep coming out, obviously. Now, the football part of this does not matter right now. But because we're a little sports show doing a little tiny sports show here, talking about sport on this little sports show we do.
Little engine that could. Talking sports.
The timing for Michigan to have an opening after all the coaches have gotten jobs and also a nightmare.
Not ideal.
From a program standpoint.
Not ideal.
They're Michigan, so they'll get their guy. My guess is, you know who I really, really like for them is the defensive coordinator with the L.A. Chargers.
Minter?
Absolutely. Jesse Minter, who's a Michigan man, whatever that means at this point. I think the Michigan man thing took a hit this week.
I think I'm all set on that phrase.
But if it didn't take a hit with Jim Harbaugh and some of the stuff he got in trouble for, it really took a hit this week. But the defensive coordinator of the Chargers, Jesse Minter, would be high on my list. I'm sure they'll call Mike McDonald of the Seahawks. I don't know how much interest he'll have. He's cooking pretty good in Seattle. I think Marcus Freeman at Notre Dame. Ryan got all mad at me, but I think that's a guy I would reach out to and just gauge interest, see where
kick
he's at.
Kick the tires on because they're part of a conference, which is probably good.
Yeah, kick the tires on that. Like, hey, but they're going to get somebody either very good at the collegiate level, like a Kenny Dillingham or somebody like that, or they're going to get someone – it's probably a coordinator type that leaves the NFL to go do this.
I would call John Gruden. I know they probably won't because
he's one of the highest guys on the odds board.
Yeah, because there's an associated scandal in the rearview with him. Regardless of where you fell on that, just saying I think they may not want to touch it because it would be inflammatory for some, and people won't even look at the actual story and would go nuts on you. I'm not recommending it, but that's somebody I would say, like, hey, there's a overqualified person who dreamed about being the Michigan head coach at one point in his life, who's out of work and loves coaching football. It might be pretty good for me.
Here's my question about that, though. Aren't we going in a different direction now where older star-type coaches are retiring and leaving? And does the fact that the Belichick North Carolina thing has been such a disaster hurt in your idea to go get the star NFL head coach?
That's a great point.
Because we are just in a different era where you're recruiting and then you're re-recruiting and you're re-recruiting the re-recruiting. Every year you're recruiting your own players. Does John Gruden want to do that? Now, he might actually be the guy that would because he can't get back into football. By any means necessary, you do.
And he's older than I thought. I mean, I pictured him in his 50s. He's not. He's 62.
I think he's like 64.
Yeah, he's 62. Yeah. I just looked it up. I mean, Belichick, to me, the was old 7 years ago.
Right.
You know what I mean? And now it just has continued to demonstrate that everything has passed him by and he's doing it his way.
Gruden might take the call. I mean, if the money's right, I'm sure he would.
Yeah.
So you could hire him if you put enough cash together and put it in a bag and drop it off on his porch. But I don't know if I would probably rather go get a younger ascending college coach than that. Like, just as an example, maybe people would roll their eyes at this. If you're telling me I could go hire P.J. Fleck or John Gruden, I would probably rather have P.J. Fleck. And I don't even think he would do a great job at Michigan necessarily. I'm over the mid-60s former NFL head coach thing in this era of college football.
I get that.
But they're in a bad way as a program, not just because of getting screwed over by the guy that was entrusted to run the thing.
Well, they do have the benefit of if they call, people are going to answer.
Oh,
you know what I mean? This isn't just, Podunk State making
the blue
phone
blood,
call.
Man.
Yeah.
Next, let's win off the field. We're live at Kraft House in Fairfax today. How are you in the win column? You call us up, 800-636-1067, and you tell us what little thing's gone right in your day. What has made you smile that nobody else would care about? We're Grant and Danny This is The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Welcome back to Grant and Danny, live on site today at Craft House in Fairfax. Craft House is in Fairfax Corner. We're going to be here until 6:30 hanging out with listeners. Should remind everybody we've got Caps tickets we're giving away in a little over 10 minutes to kick off the Beltway Blitz at 4 o'clock. Two tickets to see the Caps and the Red Wings December 20th. Coming up a little week from today, next Saturday night, they'll be at Capital One Arena. So if you want those tickets, you better be listening. Get those dialing fingers ready to go. That's coming up at 4. But it is time to figure out how you were winning off the field. We do this to keep the memory of Bruce Allen nearby. We want to honor the Goose for his time in Ashburn because he once said these words.
We're winning off the field, but we got to start winning on the field.
Grant, this is a big deal. For us dorks, we are always basically hopping from trailer to trailer, from teaser to teaser, to things you just hope – are good, and then inevitably you get let down. Something's kind of corny or cheesy, or it gets bad reviews, or it's not what you thought. But us dorks, we live in this world where you saw the, have you seen the trailer for this, teaser for that, blah, 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 blah. Let me take it back to right around the turn of the century, the new millennium, if you will. Now, I know you played this, Knights of the Old Republic. That's a Star Wars game, all right? That was on which system? Remember that?
Yeah,
Xbox,
it was on,
you're right.
Xbox.
It was made by BioWare. Remember what they made?
BioWare.
Mass Effect, exactly right. Mass Effect series. Which was your favorite, one, two, or three?
Two.
Two, 100%
correct,
by the way. Two was the best one.
One was the second best, three was the worst.
Okay, that's correct, but I don't know. I mean, that's, well, okay. I don't know how you know that, but did you like the flying mechanics? Like
flying
mechanics, asteroid stuff?
Not
like,
as good, no.
Right, that was frustrating. It was like the character development. I'm kind of bored now.
Yeah, it was
right?
annoying.
But still, gameplay was outstanding. Picking your party was always fun. Point is, BioWare knows what they're about. Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic. We've been asking, begging, pleading. One of the great games of all time. Please give us something, a modern version. Star Wars Fate of the Republic. Announced yesterday at the Game Awards. The trailer has gone around the world with millions and millions of downloads. The dorks are buzzing, my friend.
Fate of Ophelia?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, Darius. Go ahead. You can jack that up. It's all good. Therefore, all the Star Wars nerds in the universe unite, and we are
winning off the field.
You're damn right, Bruce.
Fate of Ophelia, I believe.
Fate of the Republic.
Is what I heard. Your boy is feeling good today. I am sitting in mid-December on the calendar, closing in on Christmas,
sure.
My time of the year as it is, and I feel like I'm getting a little jump on the first of the year. Yesterday, I got organized. We've got a new office that we use for our show meetings because we got kicked out of our studio.
Remember that? Yeah.
And so I went and got a calendar to put on the desk. I got a dry erase board for the wall. I got some notepads and pens for people to use.
Where did you get that stuff?
I went to Staples.
Did you just go into a store and buy that stuff?
Yeah, I just
That's
went.
Amazing.
I went to Staples and just spent some money on some materials for the show that nobody will use.
Well, I was waiting. I was going to wait for the station to do it for us. They would just do it for us, right?
Well, CK saw me walking in with like a bag full of stuff. He's like, why didn't you just ask? We could have gotten you that stuff. And I'm like, you probably could have.
Yeah.
But I just wanted it.
But had Danny not gone in early one day and moved every box and random part of a chair out of there?
Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
Let's go to Ben, who's in Bethesda.
I wonder if he means old
G&D.
Ben.
Hello, Ben. How are you?
Hey, guys. So when you're in Bethesda and you want a good lunch, you obviously go to Blocks when you want a good lunch in Bethesda, right? So I was just grabbing lunch in Bethesda. You know, I got the burger. He said, hey, do you want fries or a side salad? So, you know, I'm trying to be healthy. Brings me, you know, I'm like, I guess I'll go with the side salad.
Yeah, it's
the
tough.
Burger came with fries, and I ate all of them, and they were delicious. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field.
That is the best. Bethesda! This is how I know I'm meant to always be fat, is because, like, when they do that, I don't ever say, oh, I ordered the salad.
I actually ordered a salad.
Send
no,
the fries.
I didn't.
I'm like,
no, I didn't.
It's meant to be. God wanted me to eat the fries. I'm not going to correct God if this is what he wants. Jay's in Stafford. What's up, Jay? How are you?
Hello, sir. Hi, gentlemen.
Hi, buddy.
My winning on the field is I'm an older gentleman. I'm 52 years old, and a young 22-year-old gave me a very nice French kiss. So
Whoa.
That made me happy.
A French
Whoa.
Kiss?
How did this happen?
Yes.
You guys touched
yes.
lips?
Out of the blue?
Yes,
were you on a date?
Yes.
What happened?
Kiss, no date, nothing. It was just a miracle.
At a bar? So,
did you pay for it respectfully?
I can't tell you where or when. It happened, and I was happy, and I'm just letting you know.
Did cash exchange hands?
Like, was it a carnival?
You can, whatever you want to say, it was
okay.
not a new carnival.
Okay.
But like I said, that was
Whoa.
A winning off the field.
Winning
yeah.
off the field.
All right, Bill Belichick, thanks for the call. Go get North Carolina
That's
squared
unbelievable.
Away. I don't know. Let's
a
go
French
to
kiss?
22 years old, people.
That's very serious.
Go to Steve in Centerville. Hello, Steve. How are you?
They're dating now.
She's got a dad, by the way, somewhere out there.
That's right.
She's just necking with 52-year-olds.
Think about that. Hey, buddy.
How are you, Steve?
Hey, doing great. Real quick, last night for the football game, I had a 10-leg parlay. Watching the game, Chris Godwin only had 3 yards. I'm like, this is over. Wake up this morning, Chris Godwin had, I needed 20 yards. He had 20 yards receiving.
That's what we call the hook. Anytime you're ready. Yeah, so Bruce Allen really didn't want to do his job.
Bruce is in Hawaii. It's a slow
running on the field.
They don't have phones in Hawaii. That's not on the field.
Like, he's wondering about how much money Bruce is wondering.
It's irrelevant. The guy hit a parlay. You think this guy's a shark? You think he's got thousands of dollars on the line?
He's one of the guys that influences the sharps that I've heard about offshore.
He made $27 last night, and he got hooked.
Yeah.
Give him the clip when he calls for it, okay?
Winning off the field.
Thank you.
There it is, Bruce.
Love you, buddy.
Let's go to Rich and Olney. Hello, Richard. How are you?
Doing good, boys. How are you guys feeling today?
Oh, we're great.
So I'm playing my buddy Jose for the final playoff spot in our fantasy football, and I was a big, big underdog until Kyle Pitts decided to go nuclear. Now I'm an 85% chance of winning. Therefore, I am.
Winning off the field?
Nobody can relate to that. I'd like to ask Darris Dameron, the producer of the Grant and Danny radio program.
That's him.
And the general manager of the producer team in the listener league that we have for the Grant and Danny show, where he was a heavy favorite going into last night against Bijan Robinson and Kyle Pitts led team. Darris, not relatable in any way, right? You're not familiar with that.
Well, like my fellow GMs, I also didn't realize that we were facing Kyle Pitts and Bijan Robinson last night. Until I received a text message this morning that said, oh my God, we're facing Kyle Pitts and Bijan Robinson.
It's both.
It's the worst feeling ever.
Do you think in any way this is the football gods coming back at you guys after trolling us yesterday, saying that we wouldn't make the finals?
All season, really.
It's a little bit. So this is typically why I don't troll, because I feel like the football gods and the powers that be do come back to haunt you at some point, and this is what we deserve. So,
now, in fairness, I do think I was the aggressor. I think Toby was just responding to my skits and bits. Well,
I think Ryan's voice is probably hoarse from all that spit he was talking.
There was a lot.
There was a lot of chirping from that little birdie. A lot of chirping.
Tons. You guys had a good run, though. Don't worry.
Seems like you had a great time.
And I tell you what, Toby, if you don't have anything to do next weekend, you could root for the Grant and Danny team to get to the finals after we win this weekend.
I'll be rooting for any team other than the Grant and Danny team.
Toby.
Tobes.
You don't mean that.
I do mean that.
You wanted to play us in the finals.
You wore a sweater with our faces on it last week.
So here's the deal. If you're worried about karma coming back for us talking trash, then karma's going to hit your team hard this week because you've been talking way more trash than we have.
That's true. Some teams are just above karma. Some teams are just too good to have to worry about karma biting them.
I haven't even seen our team. It sounds like it's doing great.
That is valid. Danny at least doesn't join in much other than just occasionally going, oh, he said that. Because Danny doesn't really do much.
Yeah. Danny, I don't remember who's on our team.
Danny doesn't know how to log into our account, doesn't know who's on our team. He is an assistant general manager who's going to get a lot of credit if we win the Super Bowl.
That's right. I'll get a job elsewhere next year.
You might get a job offer. Next, we're going to give away those Caps tickets. We'll get you ready for the Beltway Blitz. We're live from Kraft House in Fairfax on Grant and Danny.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.